Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Miraj Mohammed, live on your Block Talk Radio, coming to you at 8 o'clock p.m. It gives me great privilege, brothers and sisters. I am highly honored to do so. I thank my beloved brother, Imam Musa, Musa Mabui, which comes on every Friday evening. You hear a live tape that he does his Juma during Juma time, 1 o'clock p.m. around the country and around the world on whatever time zone you are in. But Brother Musa does it on the Navy base for all the men that comes from around the world. And is it amazing that they chose him to be the imam over top of the brothers that comes from around the world? And you got to keep in mind, brothers and sisters, these men study ever since they was the baby in school. They was taught al-Islam, not Islam, al-Islam. And they read the Quran very well. They don't have to even look at it. And they can recite the Quran from Fatiha to Hanas. Isn't that amazing? They chose one who was born and raised in America and was raised as a Christian, as the great-grandson of Booker T. Washington. And he chose to come to Islam under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And he was amazed over the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because he was knocking doors as Elijah Poole. And this gentleman was very young, but his grandmother answered the door. And when his grandmother answered the door, she could see him, but he could not see in. Stand there next to his grandmother's apron. And at the age of 8 years old, he was amazed of what this man was saying to his grandmother. He wanted to find him. So therefore, he worked hard and got himself a bike and went riding all over to find this gentleman that came to the door. Nevertheless, a pamphlet came in. It was about everything else, but when you open it up, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to send out his words in that pamphlet. So he would describe for it. Parents was very happy that he was reading, had no knowledge that he was reading Elijah Muhammad's words. So he grew up and decided not to go on to theology, to learn about Christianity as much as he knows, because he was raised to read that Bible. And he decided to come in to the Nation of Islam. And when he came into the Nation of Islam, he moved up to become a lieutenant. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was his friend and only one he trusts in life. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad asked him to give him a name. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, "One after me will give you your true name." He accepted. But in 1975, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad passed away, and he felt he lost a good friend, went into exile, didn't want to be around too many people. But then when his son took over, W.D. Muhammad, they referred to him as, he realized he found a friend, the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad took a lot respect for this man, Musa, and said, why don't you be an imam? And boy, did he start studying the Holy Quran under the leadership of Imam Rushdie Muhammad. So he went to the imam and told him the story and asked him would he change his name. And he did. Musa Muslim Abuli. Now, brother and sister, you might take that as just another person who accepted the name. You understand, his bloodstream comes from Booker T. Washington, the Honorable Booker T. Washington, one of the most outstanding educators that came from amongst us. And today, that is a large name. Tell me how many people can say that their great-grandpa has 3,000 schools named after Booker T. Washington, 300 national parks, not just parks, national parks named after Booker T. Washington. But he accepted that name that motivates him to do the things he has done, went through the Army, decided to continue, and end up in the Navy. Now, I say that to you because God blesses who he pleases, when he pleases. And we are amazed of who is walking around us. We are sometimes don't recognize the gift that God has given to each and every one of us. Some of us go to college and some don't. And then if, in fact, you do go to college, there's 350 in the school. He doesn't care if you're 330. You could be the last one, 350. But some people go to school with the same ability, the equal opportunity, but they want to be number one. They want to be number five. They want to be number 10. How about number 20? Well, that one had to give a little bit more. That one have to not sleep. Because why? They have a goal in mind. Is it a selfish way of living? No. When you want to create something that can help the masses of the people, oh, you're on the right track. Because God would help those who help themselves and give back. And so I say that because Musa doesn't have to be on Block Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Mirage Speaks. Why would he come on my radio show? Created it. I've been on the radio for over 6 years, brothers and sisters, and sometimes my own children and my wife don't listen to the radio. More important than that, my relatives don't listen, but I can honestly tell you, I had a mother, may Allah be pleased with her. I'm speaking about her tonight. She will always be in my heart. Boy, what time are you coming on the radio? Did you listen? Did I listen? It was good. You was excellent. Don't let me come to the house. All our siblings, my siblings are there. And she said, what did you do this week? Well, Mama, I spoke at the school. Did you tape it? She knows I tape everything. Play it. I want to hear it. Mama, it's 10 o'clock. Play that tape. And my mother will sit up to 11, 12 to listen to her son. I was being honored. And you can't sit my mother in the back. She's 7 feet tall to me, theoretically speaking. But she's really only 4'11". So you can't put her in the back. So I sat my mother on the front row wherever I was at. That's my mama. And my mother came to the podium. I said, well, my mother coming to the podium. And she stood there. And I was worried about her. Why don't she sit in her chair? Which her table was maybe couple of yards away. but I'm on the podium and I'm speaking. I'm being honest. But I couldn't take it that my mother was standing by the ropes where you can't get over to the podium. So the ropes was protecting her, blocking her, but she was standing there. And when I closed out, I walked down the stairs. I said, Mama, why are you standing? Do I love the way you speak? And I wanted to grab my mama and bring her up on the podium to introduce her. That's my mama. I love her. She loves me. I take her everywhere. So, but everybody doesn't see that. One young lady called me one night. She said, Mr. Muhammad, she said, I was down and out. And I used to listen to the radio, but I got tired listening to the brother all the time, but I felt he can pick up my spirit. And usually when it's raining at Casaw, she said, you usually can't get to East Coast like you could. But I tried it, and I heard this young man. And I said, my God, you remember what a theme, Muhammad is back. And I tried my best to get your number personally. I finally got it. And I want to thank you because you have built my morale. I thought I was just going to wither away. And she told me about all the things he did for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sister Clara Muhammad. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad sent her all over to make sure we got our curriculum properly. And then when he passed, she said she was on her way to get her PhD. And Mary Walter Steve Muhammad said, no, sister, we need you. And there she goes. She did so much for us. And Sister Clara Muhammad, whose name should never die. But she said, brother, I know a brother you need to speak to. He's an introvert, but he's a very intelligent man. He don't realize how large his great-grandfather is. I said, who's his great-grandfather? I said, Booker T. Washington. I said, my God, he don't know he's special. She said, I believe you can bring him out of that shell. What you call him? I said, well, it's about 10 o'clock here. He said, he beats up late. She gave me the number. I called him. And we spoke for about an hour. And he said what I said to you all. That's why I know the story. He said, but I was looking for a third friend. Because when Imam Walter D. Muhammad passed away, I lost a second friend. I went in exile. And now I'm talking to you. He said, but Mariah, Allah bless me, I found my third friend. I said, Alhamdulillah, who is he? He said, you. I said, me? He just met me. He said, no, I've been listening to you. And I realized Allah sent me a third friend. I thank you for calling me. And from that day to the day, we love each other. Oh, that's my brother. And did he come, Malachi? But he runs New Africa Excellent Enterprise, where I speak. 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year, he made sure we on air. And anything that have to be done as far as the technical know-how, he does it. And sometimes I feel guilty. I said, Musa, I appreciate it, brother, but wait until you really get paid. He said, no, I enjoy doing this. He said, I can do things for money and get tired of it, and I won't do it no more. He said, but this is what I love doing. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Al-Azmi. And so tonight, I'm your host, Murad Muhammad. And my topic tonight is heaven under the feet of the mama? That's a good question. Keep in mind, that's in the Holy Quran. Heaven is at the feet of the mother. Or do you, do I believe that heaven is under the feet of the mother? That's my topic tonight. And I'm going to see if I can bring it into perspective to give you a clear understanding what Allah is saying to us. So I say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, and the Lord of all the world. We thank Allah for giving us a mercy in Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the seal of a prophet, a mercy to all humanity. We salute him with the excellent salute, the true dissonant salute. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the Prophet, his sinners, and his companion. Surely Allah Almighty speak the truth. We say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam wa salam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salakallah wa adeen. Brothers and sisters, we try our most to give it to you in the Arabic, as well as I gave it in English. And when you quote these words, most of the people in radio land does not understand Arabic, so we try to not show off and give it to you. But everything I said to you in English, I just translated in Arabic. And I don't do anything by saying Bismillah. I really don't need anything else. Bismillah. That is sufficient. But we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbi alameen. All praises is given to God, the Lord of all the world. Wa sa'asa wa salam wa sa'asu'ili kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It only means that we've given him the excellent salute that's given to mankind. And we say, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the Prophet. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. That's Salakallah wa deen. And here on Blog Talk Radio, we use some of the Arabic words. You can say Arabic, because the words from our Arab brothers is close, but they had to study Arabic, two different languages. One is a language for man, and the other one is a language for God. So it's really pronounced Arabic. That separates Arabic. It separates English, separates Italian, French. You name it. Man created that. But the Quran is created by God himself. And we should understand that. We should know in our heart what all of this means. So let's look at this female that says that heaven's at the feet of the mother. The mother, brothers and sisters, when you see anything in the Quran, it's not physical. It's a good metaphor. It opens your mind and makes you think. But Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, I'm a student of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, telling you so, because it was he who showed me how to study. And I read all the stories. I can tell you about Joseph, Lot, what all it meant. I can tell you about Noah. I could tell you about his sons. I could tell you about the one who drowned and why they call us Ham. I can tell you about Jesus, Jesus Christ. I can tell you what all that means. Oh, can I read the story of Moses and Aaron? Tell you all of that. Yes, I can tell you about Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in all them years, he was teaching me. He used to say, boy, your comprehension is amazing. Because he didn't mind I was reading all of that. He And then prior to him passing away, because I never went to him. I'm not one who seeks the post. If it comes to you and you are asked, you're duty bound. He asked me to be his personal, he used the word personal, imam. And I decided to freeze like a deer because I was terrified. Now you understand why Muhammad, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some of the writers said he shook when he heard revelation. Because God was talking to him. Oh, surely, man, what is the Muhammad's not God. But my God, to bring millions of people to the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no man ever done that. That's amazing. And to move most of us from the religion of Islam to the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in 1975 with no bloodshed. But we love the Ahmadite Muhammad. You telling us to go and follow another Muhammad. Why, brother, you would lose your life. But there was no bloodshed. Because the Ahmadite Muhammad, see, I know that is because I sat up under him. Yes, I sat up under the Ahmadite Muhammad on 3 hours of your time so I could jump up and stop a bullet because no one could protect him better than I. That was my duty. For 27 Sundays in a row, and I took it, literally. Now, do I brag about it? Because I should have been dead. I got caught. 14 Sundays, got caught. But Allah bless me. And I've been sitting it ever since to the 27th. Now, I heard him say distinctly, I did not come here to teach you religion. The me will teach you your true religion. I got it. I got it. I knew one was coming. And why would Allah not let it come through his laws? Why did Allah not let it come from Sister Clara Muhammad's womb? And so he brought us into a new understanding. And no one bucked him. Not Minister James from Chicago, not Yusuf Shaw from New York. No one bucked him. And not Muhammad Ali. Well, Malcolm wasn't here. But Minister Louis Farrakhan was strong. They all accepted him. For 5 years, we was all together. And then Minister Louis Farrakhan said he need to go back out and get those who don't have the understanding to come just directly to the Sunnah. And it worked. Look at these youths. Look at these women. Look how he changed the Bloods, the Crips, the Pimps, the Hustlers, the same way the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did. And he'll tell you in a minute, that's not only his teacher, that was his daddy. John Elijah Muhammad wasn't only my teacher, he was my dad. That's why I put my life on the line for him. However, when you come to another level of understanding, El Rahman is the mercy. Yes, it is. And we say it all the time, El Rahman, some say El Rahim. El-Rahman, El-Rahim. So El-Rahman comes from the root word mercy. El-Rahim comes from the root word of the El-Rahman. So when you learn this, it comes in stages. The Quran was given to us as a crash course. It came in moderation, 23 years. That's the way Allah works. He told his angels, how long the angels been in? Because they was the first beings. How long? Trillion years ago? Well, maybe you don't know how to go back that far. How about a billion years ago? How about a million years ago? But whatever it is, when the angel came, Allah said, I created you, angel, to protect my human beings. We didn't even exist. We didn't exist, brothers and sisters. So if we didn't exist, what was Allah saying? He don't say billionaires and magic take place. He is saying that he built this earth before we got here. The earth was dead. He brought it to life. The ants, the birds, the bees, they was here. The trees was here. The land was here. The seven seas was here. The sun, the moon, the stars is here. Yes, the jinn was here. Came after the first being. The jinn is the second being that most people don't teach about. Then we came. We're the Khalifa. We are the rare. We inherit this. Allah gave it to us and made us crown of creation. That's why Satan don't like you. Because you have a right to accept Allah, and you have a right to not accept him. But the angels has a job. They do just the will of God. They can't rationalize. They can't make no decision. And likewise with the jinn. They only can do what God created them to do. You say, well, Marad, they made a mistake. Allah gave them the right to find out there's another side. They're not perfect. Only angels are perfect. And that one rebelled against God? No. Against angels? No. Well, what did he rebel? That we had too much power. Jealousy. So the jinn is in us right now. We can't come together for what reason? Jealousy. But heaven is at the feet of the woman. We don't like our sister. For what? Jealousy. The man don't accept one that Allah blessed. For what reason? Jealousy. And we suffer. We suffer because just like that jinn called Satan, Iblis, to mean that he is not changing, he don't like you. He don't like us. But he prays and he loves God greater than we. Why? He's been here millions of years before we came about. He's not fighting his Lord. He asked God, oh Lord, before you punish me, let me prove to you that these human beings would not obey you, Lord. They will not follow you, Lord. He said, okay. Okay, Iblis. I'm going to let you be here from the final day of judgment. And you're going to test them. Now, you have no power over them. You have no will over them. But I'm going to let you test them because you are not going to change my obedient human being. You're not going to trick that one with taqwa. There it is. Thank you, Lord. So he's in us. He's looking all around trying to find out, no, you got your own jinn, brother. That genie in the bottle, that's what the white man's been trying to tell you. And that one whispers in your ear. Well, he whispered in our father's ear, Adam. But let's get it straight. Adam didn't curse the world. Adam slipped. You ever walked and slipped on a banana peel? You get back up, don't you? You feel shame, you went down, but you get back up. So what happened to our father, Adam? Well, I like to use this metaphor. Your mother says to you, okay, children, there's five of you. Each one got his own bedroom. I want you to clean up your bedroom. You hear me? Yes. Make your bed, fold your clothes, and make sure you all take a shower or bath, whichever one she chooses. But do not go outside this door. You hear me? Yes, ma'am. And so we decide to clean up, like Mama said. Well, Mama comes home, and Mama says, y'all did your chores. I'm very proud of you. But who cleaned the kitchen? And who cleaned my room? And who did this? And who did that? And one of the five says, I did, Mama. Oh, she's going to get rewarded. Why? Because she did exactly what Mama told her to do. She loved her. She loved all children. Today she loved her more than all of them because that one did extra. Then she realized that she opened the refrigerator and she saw a lot of food in the refrigerator. Same one that did all that cleaning said, Mama, they brought me my check and cashed it for me. And I was told if I would go to the store and fill that refrigerator up, because you don't have money, Mama, I want you to feel good that look what I've done for you. Didn't I tell you not to go outside this house? Because what you didn't know, there was a pedophile riding around, and they can't find him, but he's getting little girls. So that food meant nothing. Now all that you cleaned up meant nothing. You defined your mother. That's what happened to Adam. Just so happened, it was the one who created his mother. Satan told him, if you do this, God will reward you. For the sake of Allah, and Allah told him, eat from any tree, but do not touch that apple of that tree. He did it anyway. So God said, okay, now you're going to have to prove yourself. Because he was in heaven. So we was kicked out of heaven with the jinn. Allah plant the jinn in all of us. So the question is asked, you have to halal your own jinn. So that jinn will trick you. That jinn will make you a freak. That jinn will make you get high. That jinn will make you sell drugs. That jinn will get you to pull that trigger. That jinn will get you to molest children. That jinn will get you to commit adultery and fornication. Why, brother, that jinn will get you to shoot your own daughter. Shoot your wife or your father's happened today. That jinn will make you a gambler. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was smart. He said, and I'm going to quote him, he said on the final day of judgment that you're going to say the devil made me do this. I remember there was a comedian used to say that all the time. The devil made me do this. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, no, Satan is going to say, I simply called you and you came. Man, he knows he has no power over you. So I hope that will give you some clarity. So what is this heaven at the feet of the mother? Brothers and sisters, do Allah mean your physical, that woman's foot? Some of y'all lick her feet. Some of y'all will suck on her toes because you love her. And you don't care how you want to make love to her. That's your prerogative. You can do whatever you want behind that door. But that's not the feet Allah is talking about. The mother is third. The earth, brothers and sisters. The earth is not called Father Earth. It's called Mother Earth. Heaven is at the foot of the mother. Everything, you came from the earth. Iron, steel, diamonds, pearls, food, fruit, everything comes from the earth. The trees, they all come from the earth. Heaven is at the foot of the mother. And it's just going around and around, just bypass you. You can't see it. You deaf, dumb, and blind. Oh, you sharp. Yes, you're making money, but you're broke. Let the job don't call you anymore, and you realize you have no job. You broke. You're knocking on the door in line asking someone that don't look like you to give you a job because you ain't created one for yourself. God says he don't like the oppressor. Do not be an oppressor. That's for the common people. This is not for the common people. This is for the leaders that wants to oppress us. That will come upon them, these leaders, in a terrible way. Open their eyes and realize God don't accept that. God says in the Holy Quran, that he exists alone. He needs nothing from his creation. He, God says, the blood we sacrifice do not reach him. Isn't that something? Because Hajj is coming about. And this is about Abraham sacrificing his own son. And tonight, I don't have time to tell you what all that really means. So it says that God says the blood of an animal that you sacrifice, that we will be doing on Hajj, it are hot. That's what God said. God said the blood that we sacrifice, a taqwa, the blood doesn't reach Allah. Our taqwa, God conscious, reaches him. Our obedience reaches him. Yeah. Understand that, brothers and sisters? You cannot take a collection of money and understand that will not reach Allah. But our goodness, our intention, our obedience will reach him. And so what I'm trying to do, I came up with an idea and showed these men around this country, we are wealthy. Not rich, wealthy if we come together collectively. All of us is not down and out on Skid Row. All of us are not just selling drugs and doing all the wrong things. There's good men. Well, let's look at the war. History is reward of all research. But keep in mind, Allah doesn't say in the Quran that you're supposed to live in the rare, live in the past. No, Allah says in the Quran, the present to the future. Present to the future. Now, we only got two hands, but it's the past, the present, and the future. So how are you going to see something that just keeps passing you by? But history is reward of all research. Like Muhammad taught us that when we was young. So you must check the history, meaning know where you come from, meaning know who's the prophets, meaning don't put one prophet over another one, meaning that Muhammad the prophet is the seal. There's no more coming. So God says from the present to the future. So you may what is Muhammad taught me. Always read about where you came from. Don't stay there. Don't go back 1,400 years ago. Those men was loyal, those five companions, was dedicated, bona fide. But they wasn't on this level. They didn't have ships on the seven seas. They didn't have planes in the air. They didn't have trains on the tracks. Cars on the road. We have elevate, and Islam evolves. It does not stand still. Yes, we know their sacrifice. Yes, we know what they did 1,400 years, but what are you doing today? You can't live on the history. I tell my children, step on my shoulder. Don't fall in the holes I fell in. I'm going to teach you, make some new ones so I can say, whoa, that's a new one. But don't go through the trial I went through, the hell our ancestors went through. Our ancestors, brothers and sisters, was raped, cut in the middle of the body, and pulled a baby out of the stomach. Someone bled to death. But we had doctors, so we saved most of them, but someone bled to death, and he was sent to another world, even though it was across the country. You never seen your parents. And your father couldn't help you because they cut off his testicles. They castrated him because they was angry that he was man. He was a real man. And these freaks didn't want him to be more of a man than they are. And they hung you if you looked at their woman. And they put you in boiling hot water after they come out the church so they can purify them chew on the grill called pick a nigger. And today they call picnic. The word nigger that they don't want us to use, they don't understand where it came from. We came from Niger, Africa. Kings, queens, scientists, doctors, engineers, architects. We was intelligent, so they could never say Niger. So they cut it off and said nigger. That's what they refer to, but a nigger after 400 years, no one wants to be that, which I'm getting ready to give you a great idea today. Tonight I'm telling you here on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Malad Speaks, is saying to you, they call us Muslim, and you won't change it. It's Muslim. They can say it, teach them, because if not, another 400 years later, none of our children don't want to be a Muslim because a Muslim is not even practicing his religion. No, it's Muslim. They say Islam because the brothers in the East just couldn't put that bug. They couldn't wrap their head around El Islam, the religion, obedient one. They couldn't say El Islam. So they cut their AL out and say Islam. And we went for it. But we was taught all of this. And then they come in and change us. Now today, the Honorable Muhammad, you say Assalamu alaikum. My God, did everybody love you. Hug the sister, you hug the brother. Now today, Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And don't have a clue what they're saying. Yes, it's in the Quran. As-salamu alaykum. Rahmatullah Allah is for the messenger of God, our prophet. We can't call him a messenger. We didn't send him no message. Allah sent him. Allah needs no messengers. You got to come to Allah as a slave servant. And then he prophesies what God said, not what he said. So if you read it in Arabic, it's a little E, that little tiny E, brother, represents singular. So it ain't for us. It's not for us, brothers and sisters. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah is only for the prophet in the Quran. But then you got an angel on your side, on your shoulder. It's given to you in the womb of your mother. So what does that mean? Who are you salaming to? You salaming to the wall? You slam it to your shoulder. Yes, there's an angel there. And that angel says to you, I don't think you ought to do that. Somebody told me I shouldn't do that. Don't even know it's the angel. And he will help you if, in fact, you hear him. When you keep ignoring him, he shuts down. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Can't go no further. That's for the angel. You turn to your left. Now that angel takes you to hell. Because what's in the dark comes to the light. But you better pray it comes to the light before you die in this world. because it comes to the light in the final day of judgment, you will be punished severely. But that angel, we say, I saw Lekarachman to Allah. But isn't it amazing? And Janazah's being funeral, brothers and sisters out there in Radio Land, I went viral, got a million people watching me, the Jews, the Christians, and I am very honored. So most of them know how I've been on the radio for 6 years, so they know our terminology. But at the funeral, we do four takbirs. Nobody tells you it means four of the seasons. Oh, they don't tell you all that, but I'm not trying to teach these to Janazah right now, but you know, we do four takbir, but when it's over, we salam. I say, alaykum rahmatullah, but we don't salam to the left. We ain't down in Sajda. We standing in Raku. We standing straight up. We upright. Why you don't give the salam to that angel? Because that angel is gone. His book is sealed. He can't repent. He has to now, what he didn't repent from will be read to him on the final day of judgment. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So we say, As-salamu alaykum. Oh, man. Give him the same greetings. As-salamu alaykum. Even Allah Muhammad taught us that. You give him equal or better. Assalamu alaikum. Well, assalamu, brother. He gave you better. But today, we say, Ir Kareem. Yeah, Ir Kareem. There's no Ir Kareem in the Quran. And it's not it. That's the white man's voice. It. Because he can't say Eve. He don't want you to know about your mother, Eve. It's an E, and that's another story. I'm not here today, but it just changes it. It's E, not Ed. Okay, E, Eva Barron, blessing. You can't get anything greater. It's blessing. Blessing Ramadan. E, Eva Barron. So why would you give him Kareem, Noble? No, you got to give him blessing, equal. They're changing us. But the shame is they're taking us backwards. Brother, we earned it. Our ancestors begged to God, oh, Lord, do we have to suffer what we are suffering? They hanging our sons, they castrating our father, they raping our mother. Do we have to suffer? We're going to suffer, Lord. Take care of my offspring. Isn't that something? They pray for us to come back to our deem of fitra, the nature we was created, because they took that away from us. They took our language. They took our culture. They took our family, our brother, our religion, and they took our God. But today, in the 21st century, today, we are saying, La ilaha illallah, and then you let someone come in here and change your whole culture. Where's our culture? We don't even know what we look like today. We want to dress, men used to wear suits and ties and bow ties, set the styles right down to the modern time, cutting our hair nice, and if you're going to wear a beard, it should be shaped. No, today they put red henna, green henna, I don't care. Well, all kinds of henna. It didn't understand the reason the beard was covered. The reason the beard is covered, Muhammad the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you can't go to war with gray hair. You'll make the enemy think you're weak, old soldier on a horse or camel fighting. Who are you going to fight when he's a senior? The beard. And now we made it a culture. We took off the suits and the beautiful shirts. Stepping fast, we now wear skirts. Skirts. Oh, my God. you know what, and I'm not here to knock nobody to do what you want to do, but this is a problem I have. In prison, you wore your pants with no belt, because the gentleman didn't know that he's a man or a woman, and a man that's been in prison a long time, he can hit him. All you gotta do is drop his pants, it's done. It done got so that the men outside the prison wear their pants below their belt. They've got it now. You think, how do they walk? So white folks came up and made the top look like underwears and the bottom soles so they won't fall. They brought it. They made billions of dollars off it. Well, why would you wear a skirt out here where this ain't the culture? Because the brothers that wear that type of garment in their country, that's their culture. The only two people dressed alike is the brothers from Pakistan and India. Why? Because it wasn't before two different countries. It was one. They came in separated, so but they still have the same culture, so you can't tell them apart. Well, they got a pass for that. Why are we looking like Saudi Arabia? Why are we looking like India? Why are we looking like Pakistani? Why? But yet, when they come over here, you don't know who the hell they are because they play like they are white. And you rush to them. Excuse me, I'll give you a job. Teach me how to make that chicken. Tell me what ingredients do I put in there. How do I make those grains, those candy yams? And when they learn, it kicked you out, and now you eat our food, and who sell it to us? They are. Why do it taste like us? Because somebody came and taught them just like our mothers taught the Caucasians. Oh, history is repeating itself, brothers and sisters. Allah has given me a gift. I want to shock the world. Now, brothers and sisters, I believe I did the impossible. I built a name. Cost me billions. They let me see a billion. I gave it away because the money wasn't what I wanted. I wanted this knowledge. So I paid for it. ABC made billions off of me. CBS made billions off of me. NBC made billions. Showtime made billions. HBO made billions. They don't give me a piece of their money. How about the pay-per-view? How about all the distributors around the world? But I come in creating. I'm black. I don't have all those degrees. And I'm a Muslim. Hell, they refer to me as black Muslim. But see, I travel the world with the greatest of all times, Muhammad Ali. And I realized the Ku Klux Klan wanted his autograph. All of a sudden, racism go out the window when you're famous. There it is. There it is. Jack O'Neill came to me. I've been a great manager. His mother and father wanted me to take him over. Michael Jordan, I created the center, and I didn't create it. Pardon me. Let me rephrase that because y'all take everything literally. But I created around the world. I didn't come to Mike. I went to the billionaire. He works for the billionaire. Yes. Me and Jim Brown's close. I could have probably made the America I can the largest thing in the world. I tried to help. But I ain't giving my undivided attention because I can't just Jerry Jones, me and him come together. Yeah, the owner of the Cowboys, who my son loves the Cowboys. I have no clue that the man who created the Cowboys is Murad Muhammad. Friend. That's my friend. He's my friend. I didn't Bill Parcells, one of the greatest, my friend. I can go on and on and on and all these billionaires. but I wasn't watching them, and I didn't want to be like them, and I didn't want to be. I just feel a name, a good name, so I come back and give it to those who will listen. Inshallah, Allah will bless us collectively, not as individuals, to be successful overnight. Heaven's at the foot of the bumper. If I say anything to hurt any one of you, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. That's not my intention. If I say anything that's incorrect, I'm human. I make mistakes upon a lot. But if I say anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your unfitting the nature in which you was created, and come to your intellectual mind, your God conscious, your obedience to God, don't give me that credit. Give that credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I greet you from our father Adam to our father Abraham of all nations and intellectual mind to our brother Jesus Christ, to Muhammad, the seal of the prophet, praise and peace be upon him, and to the Holy Quran, the single word that comes from God himself. No man can take credit. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. This is Murad Muhammad. I thank you for tuning in. I shall return, inshallah, tomorrow in love. Heaven is at the foot of the mother. May God be with you.